B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me peace America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even know
did.
It.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to Monday. It is already June, you guys.
Yay.
June,
where have you been? We've been waiting for you.
We're halfway done.
Yeah. Wait, with what?
The year.
Oh.
Well, not yet. At the end of this month.
I get, yeah.
Halfway done with the summer already?
Isn't it weird? Like, summer hasn't even officially started.
I know.
That doesn't happen for like another 20-some days.
Yeah.
It's already been 98 degrees.
Lots to do today. So much to give to you guys, including $100 with our 5 seconds to cash contest, which is happening at 7 a.m. this morning. Name the song, win the money. People are loving that. But do we need a Monday song?
Yes.
Did I just hear somebody yawn over there?
I did.
Sure.
I'm exhausted.
All right, everybody who's exhausted, stretch. I'll tell you what, I went to the Charlotte Checkers game on Saturday night.
How was it?
It was fun. We got into the building, into Bojangles Coliseum. And as soon as we walked in, I went with my neighbor Dave and his son Sam, and Dean, of course, and I. And we walk in, and the crowd starts cheering.
And you thought it was for you?
Well, no. Good point. I like where you're going with that. No. They already scored.
Oh, you showed up late.
Well, the Checkers scored really quick.
That's awesome.
Like, within the first minute. In fact, they were up at 1.3-1.
Good for you.
And then things started going downhill for the Checkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They ended up losing Saturday night's game 4-3 in overtime. But still, 8,400 people were in Bojangles Coliseum.
Wow.
Is that it?
A sea of red and white.
Are
sold out.
Are we done?
Nope. Okay. We won last night. So now the series is 1-1 against Chicago. And the Calder Cup AHL Hockey Championship now moves to Chicago for 2 games, then back here.
Cool.
So it's 1-1 right now.
That's very cool.
That was the highlight of my weekend.
Last time I went to the Checkers game, I broke the seat. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a thirsty Thursday, if I remember right, with $2 drafts.
Well, the cup holder didn't make it. Just so you know, I was waving the cup holder around like it was like an extra arm.
Yeah. You know, the hockey players, they break teeth, they break bones. Roy breaks seats.
Hockey, waving a cup holder.
Go hockey.
How was your weekend, Loren?
It was good. It was just me and Cash this weekend. Alina, our au pair, was in New Orleans. It was our weekend off. And then my husband, Dallas, was in Florida. And it was just me and the boy. But we did go to a birthday party yesterday, and it didn't go so well.
Uh-oh.
Like, legitimately, we had a massive, embarrassing meltdown. And it was there and left within the first 5 minutes.
Whose birthday?
One of my girlfriends who I used to cheer with,
Okay. She's
got a little boy.
Okay.
So it was at like a my gym where, you know, they go and they play. Well, Cash had no interest in the gym. He wanted to be in the cake. And I was like, no, buddy, we can't play in here. And I kept taking him back in. And when I tell you, my man laid himself out on the floor and had a meltdown. I had just said hello to all my friends and like everything. And my kids, like, literally just, I mean, like a puddle. I'm like, okay.
Well, he's seen the way you get things from Dallas.
Yeah, no. He's like, let me try that.
Yeah, let me see what mom does.
I'm like, all right, we're going to pull the ripcord. It was nice to see you guys for 5 seconds. Here's your gift. We'll see you later. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Oh, well, at least it was your friends.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. You have many more of that to come.
I know.
What's up in your world, Roy?
Nothing. I had a pretty busy weekend. I had my first open house ever, which was pretty exciting.
That's a lot cool. of people might not know, but Roy passed his real estate exam, and now he's a broker.
Right.
So he's got a side job.
Yeah, I have like a second job, I guess. And I do this in the morning, and then I'm a realtor by night.
It's passion project.
Passion project. Yeah, so I did my first open house, which was exciting. A lot of stairs, though.
Yeah.
Like halfway, like an hour into the showing, because it was a 3-story condo.
Mm.
You know, because they have the basement and then where everybody lives and then the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And then, like, going from the basement to the third floor, I'm like dying, you know.
Yeah, but when they come in for the open house, you don't have to show them around, right? Can't you just post up in the kitchen and be like, hey, have a look. Let me know if you have questions.
Yes and no.
Here's a walkie-talkie.
I feel a little weird about letting people roam around someone else's house.
Oh, really?
So I like to be kind of in the. They control where they walk, but I like to be nearby.
Right. Because in Flip or Flop, the show, you know, the reality show with Christina and Tarek, when they do an open house, they usually say, walk around, let us know.
Yeah.
You know. But I like the idea that Roy hands them a walkie-talkie. Listen, I'm not much of a walker.
Yeah, so I'll be down here. This is command.
Yep.
Guest bedroom for command.
Yeah. Go ahead. Which family is this talking to me?
It's the Robertsons.
All right, Robertsons, how can I help you?
Is this tile new and can it be easily cleaned?
Oh, it's not only new, but it is very clean. You can even lick it.
What?
You can even lick it?
Oh, yeah. It's candy. Well, oh, this is like the chocolate factory. I get it.
Oh, man.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Yeah, we're interested.
Oh, but yeah, at one point, though, I did stop by going up all the stairs. I was like, listen, I'll be down here.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make it to the top.
Well, there is a contest going on between Roy and Loren.
Oh, Roy's going to win.
And it is who sells their house first. Yeah. And so Roy is looking to sell his first house. Loren is looking to sell her house. And have we moved the meter anywhere with Loren?
No, I'm over it. I'm about to take it off the market. Ah.
Buddy, looks like you're in the catbird seat.
Yeah, he is.
I can't wait. I got to show houses in Indian Trail. I got to go to Wesley Chapel. I'm going to get it done.
Oh, it's so funny. And it just, I know what like the audience is thinking. Well, why doesn't Roy sell Loren's house?
Well, she already has an agent and I can't get into that contract.
Well, that's one. And two, like, I don't know. Like, what happens if something goes bad in here and then all of a sudden, like, Loren's not talking to Roy because Roy didn't do something right in the sale? I don't know. That's just sticky.
I would never lead Loren down the wrong path.
That's what you think. Look at her.
She's ready to take the insurance money on the house, burn it down.
All right.
Can I do that? No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
We do have a bunch to get into, including the top foods you want to try, but you won't. There's a whole article about that.
Okay.
And we'll see if we're in on that. Plus, if you live in North Carolina and you played the Powerball, good news, there is a multi-million dollar winner right here in the Carolinas. We'll talk about that coming up in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Anybody in here play the Powerball jackpot?
Nah.
It's $345 million, and someone in North Carolina is a winner.
Awesome.
North Carolina lottery officials say winning $344 million Powerball ticket was sold at Carly C's IGA on North Main Street in Hope Mills, North Carolina.
Yeah, so not near here.
Was there just one winner?
That'd be awesome. That'd be a big payday.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. It says the identity of the winner is still unknown. This is out towards Fayetteville.
Okay.
And he or she has 180 days from the date of the drawing to claim the prize at the lottery headquarters in Raleigh. The win is the largest ever won in North Carolina involving a single ticket.
Wow.
And is the fifth time that North Carolina has claimed the Powerball jackpot.
Do you have the payout information? I always find it fascinating on how much it quickly goes away.
Because
there's only the lump sum payment and then there's taxes.
Is there any article that doesn't explain to you how it works? Because we all want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the winner has a choice of an estimated annuity of $344.6 million paid in 30 payments over 29 years.
That's a good deal.
He or she may take the lump sum payment of $223.3 million.
Wow, that's still a good amount.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the first number every year?
You just take an estimated annuity of $344.6 million paid in 30 payments over 29 years.
Well, let me do that, man. 3, 4. I already forgot the big number. I'm just going to do 340
million. 344
million. And then divide that by 30, and then that's 11 million a year.
It's not bad.
No.
It's not bad at all. I'd take that deal in a heartbeat.
Me too.
If the person is in their 70s, do you want to play around with getting paid in the next 29 years? Because I wonder what happens if that person passes away.
Yeah, but I mean,
does the family still get payments of $11 million?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody takes the lump sum.
Yeah, but I wonder why. Because what did you say the lump sum was?
223.
Oh, that's still a lot of money, too.
I know. That's what I said. That's still a good chunk of it.
That's tough. That's a tough decision. Yeah. You could probably put it in your own account and make money off interest. Yeah, okay. I'm now on board with the lump sum.
I like that you looked at it from both ways, though.
Yeah.
I like that he talked himself right into it.
I like to ask you guys, see if you could pick any of the numbers.
Oh, okay. Last time I almost got it by like two. I know. By the way.
What does it go up to?
It goes up to, I'll tell you what, this goes up to, don't go past 55.
Okay.
23.
32.
6.
18. This is why I don't play.
2.
10.
We're going to be here for another 40, why don't you just 40 help us times.
Out. Roy got one. 6, 15, 34, 45, 52, and the Powerball number was 8.
Yeah, those numbers mean nothing to me. I would have never picked those numbers.
Never picked them either.
Congratulations to the big winners. Someone bought a ticket out in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Now a multi-millionaire.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys know Harrison Ford was a diva?
It doesn't surprise me.
Listen to this. This I'm kind of sad after hearing this. So when he was filming Star Wars Return of the Jedi, there was a scene where Princess Leia kisses Han Solo. And when they were filming, the costumed characters and the puppeteers started chanting, "We saw you kiss." And the crew started laughing. Well, that moment was intended to be fun, but Harrison Ford was upset with it and saw no humor in it whatsoever. He stormed off set and wouldn't return until the puppeteer was fired.
Whoa.
He said, director said he offered to have that person apologize to Harrison Ford, and that just wouldn't cut it. Now, because they were all puppeteers, the director basically just told him he couldn't figure out who it was, so nobody was actually fired, but Harrison was really upset about the situation.
What movie was this?
Return of the Jedi. Hmm. Yeah.
Slow news day that we're doing an article from 1984.
Oh, is really? That's how old it is?
I think it came out like 84, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
It must be a book out or something.
All right, so Lella Anthony is joining the cast of 90210, the new reboot.
Oh.
She will be playing Brian Austin Green's wife.
Ew.
Yeah. Her name's going to be Shay.
What happened to Donna? They got married at the end of the last... Lorraine.
What?
The Donna and David Silver wedding was the finale.
Hey, buddy, I got bad news.
Oh,
I don't think the wedding worked out.
Oh, my God. You don't just tell a 90210 fan that.
Listen, well. I'm just... It was so long ago, I don't remember.
I do.
All right. Well, she's going to be the breadwinner of the family while he stays home and takes care of the three kids.
Okay.
August 7th, you can watch that on Fox.
Okay.
And Fergie and Josh Jamal are finally making their divorce final. She has finally filed for divorce. Mm. They've been separated since 2017 after 8 years of marriage.
I'm kind of excited about that divorce. I think Fergie's going to release some good music because of it. She's going to really fire up the emotional string.
Yeah, I just feel like they've been separated for so long. Like, at this point, I'm like...
Mm. You think her London Bridge is going to come back?
I do. I really do. Watch out, Glamorous.
And Lady Gaga showed that she was a true professional after almost falling on stage during her Las Vegas residency last weekend. Mm. Two male dancers were on hand to catch her, so she didn't, hit the floor or anything. But she missed a few words and continued right on without incident.
All All right.
And that is your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Okay, so the top foods that Americans would love to try but are too afraid to. We've got the top 10 coming up for you in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. 20 minutes away from giving you $100. Hopefully you listen to Kiss and you know the music we play. Because if you name the song, then you can win the 100 bucks in our 5 seconds to cash contest. That happens at 7 a.m. this morning. So this is according to the New York Post. First of all, they say that more than half of Americans, that's like over 53%, consider themselves to be foodies.
Foodies?
Yeah. Okay. Like a study of 2,000 Americans said that 53% of them think that they are really good when it comes to knowing what's trendy and healthy to eat.
Oh, okay.
And that they can give their knowledge of food to others and feel comfortable doing that.
Okay.
The only thing I feel comfortable telling anybody anything about that I feel like I know is, like, believe it or not, a lot of people probably don't even know this, but, like, I love sports, and I can spit sports knowledge all day.
Yeah.
What do you feel confident telling someone about? Like the pageant world, maybe?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, don't believe anything else we say in here. Roy, what about you?
I wouldn't trust anything I say ever. I'm not qualified with anything.
No line of expertise.
I would trust you with, like, yard work, Manny.
Yeah, I mean, yard work. But somebody asked me the other day, like, what's a perennial when it comes to a plant?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know. I know an annual comes back each year. But a perennial, I was like, I don't know. A perennial, I said a perennial all-star in the NBA. That's someone who's an all-star year after year. So I guess it comes back.
You should have been like, that's the parent of the flower. A perennial flower is the mom and dad.
There's the perennial and the kiddial.
That's so stupid.
Anyway, more than half of the Americans that say that they're foodies and that they could put their food knowledge on others and feel comfortable doing it also took a poll. And they said, okay, foodies, what food is it that you would love to try, but you're afraid to? So these are the top 10 foods Americans want to try but haven't yet.
Okay.
Kelp.
Okay.
39%, top of the list. Goat.
Oh, I've had goat before.
Goat?
Goat.
Okay.
37%.
I've had goat, too.
Rolled ice cream.
What do you mean? Is that the one where they spread it real thin and then they...
Yeah. It's like on the cold stone and then they roll it into a little...
That's at the mall.
I've had that.
It like went viral on the internet.
Rolled ice cream. That is 22%.
Why would you be afraid to eat that?
No, I don't know if they're necessarily afraid to, but they just haven't yet for one reason or another. CBD infusions. I guess food with CBD put in it. 21%.
I've had that.
You have?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You have it today?
No.
Can you taste the CBD?
No, you cannot. No, it's the one I had. I couldn't taste anything.
Avocado toast.
Who hasn't had that?
I don't know, 21% of people. Chickpea pasta.
I've had that. That's good.
These are the top 10 foods Americans want to try but haven't yet, according to the Post.
I think I'm a foodie. I've tried all these things.
Artisanal donuts.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I love my Krispy Kreme.
Is that the one that has like all the stuff on it?
Yeah, what's artisan donuts?
It sounds like it's something healthy and it's going to be gross.
No, there's nothing healthy about a donut.
I'm looking it up. Hold on. Artisanal donuts. Like, is that like duck donuts? Donut. Like where?
Yeah, maybe.
They're like little cakes, almost.
Fancy toppings.
Yeah, those are good. Forbidden rice.
What's that?
I can't tell you.
I'm going to look it up.
Smoothie bowl. You ever have a smoothie bowl?
Is that an ACA bowl?
It says smoothie bowl, yeah. 20%, and then anything with hemp in it was 19%.
So I think I'm a foodie then, because I've tried a lot of those.
Oh, I've had this forbidden rice is black rice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had that either.
Like the dark internet.
Sure.
Very forbidden.
All right.
Hey, here's a question that we have for you, though. We want to talk to you guys bright and early this morning, 704-570-9595. What is a common food? A common food now. Like, those are a little off the chart. What's a common food that everyone either has tried or likes, except for you?
Oh, so you hate it.
You don't like it, but everybody else digs it.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Your chance at $100, 5 seconds to cash any second now. We're going to be playing that, so do not go anywhere. But we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What's the food that everyone loves, but you hate it?
We were just reading an article 53% of the people in America consider themselves foodies, mm-hmm. food experts. But there's a lot of people, Loren, texting us saying that there's... And by the way, one food in particular, almost everybody has texted about that. Did you see?
Is it avocado?
Yes. Yeah. No one likes avocados.
I love avocado.
What? Like well, I like it with guacamole when you put a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah. Well, that's another one that people are texting in about is guac. So, I mean, same thing.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk with Addison in Kannapolis. Hey, Addison.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. So, what's something that you hate but everyone else loves?
Sushi. I'm 25 and I've never had sushi ever. And I just have no desire to ever have it.
What is it?
Sushi.
Oh, sushi. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all my friends love it and like they want to go get sushi all the time. And I'm always like, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, there's that one in the group that's like, I'll just go and have, you know, fried rice or some chicken.
And sushi is like so social. Like, do you feel like you miss out on things or do you just try to go and like get a veggie roll?
I mean, I like if everyone goes, like I'll go and get like teriyaki chicken or something like that. I can't just even like, well, you get the cook stuff. I'm just like, I just don't have a desire to. I don't know. I just don't know why it's like a mental block. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like it either.
Roy is the same way. And I'm not a huge fish fan, like broken down individually.
Yeah.
I won't eat like the salmon or, you know, shoot, I'd probably not even eat tuna. But when it's in the roll for some reason with the rice wrapped around and the sauce or the yum yum sauce, oh, it is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like, I got to get the sushi that has, like, grilled chicken in it, which is that even sushi at that point?
No, it's chicken.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But it's social.
But when I had Sterling's birthday, we had a sushi cake, and there was just a bunch of different sushi rolls everywhere, and I had no clue what anything was. And I ate that because I didn't know what I was eating. But you tell me I have raw tuna in front of me. I'm not touching it.
But wasn't it good when you ate it?
Yeah, it was great.
See, Addison, if you just tell you, don't look at the menu.
Don't look at it. Just bring sushi to you.
Yes, it works.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I just have a hard time eating fish if I can't see the ocean.
Well,
you never know how old it is. Like he's like 4 days old, and the deck fish could have been out of the water.
Yeah, I know. But if you're looking at the ocean, you're in the wrong city.
We're
pretty landlocked. Good. All right, thanks, Addison, up in Kannapolis.
We're getting some like crazy texts. People don't like Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Peanut butter chocolate.
Yeah, Dean doesn't like peanut butter. My son. Can't make him a peanut butter sandwich. He won't eat it.
Hot dogs, blue cheese.
Somebody texted and said they're 100% Italian and they don't like pizza.
What? I think that's like if I had to only eat one thing ever again, pizza's on the list because there's so many different things you could do with it.
We actually tried calling this person back. She said, I'm driving, but my mom is listening and she would kill me if she knew this.
Oh,
sorry,
anonymous.
I couldn't pick up.
Oh, boy.
We didn't use her name. There's a lot of people that are 50% Italian.
Barbecue sauce. Someone said they don't like that.
I think sushi would be my one that I would eat for the rest of my life, not pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know what, Loren? More than one person is texting in about Chick-fil-A.
I know.
I do hate blue cheese. Whoever texted that, I'm with you on the blue cheese.
I don't think I've ever met a person who doesn't like Chick-fil-A.
Area code 704 says everyone likes steak, but I can't stand it.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
I bet the one person who doesn't like Chick-fil-A loves Sundays. They're like, oh, about time that place closed.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Along with producer Nicole, and the four of us have a mutual friend who was dating someone for 2 months, and then they realized that after 2 months of dating, they were being lied to about something.
Oh, is this the cute guy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it worse.
It does make it worse. I don't even know what the lie is yet. But
so the person that we're talking about isn't the cute guy. We know the girl in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So they dated for like 2 months and everything was like going pretty swell. And then they were out of town for a wedding and there were kids at said wedding. And she made a comment of like, ugh, like kids are so annoying when they're not yours. Like a comment like that. And he just kind of like froze and was like, it's probably not a good time to tell you that I have a 5-year-old. And
oh, wow.
She thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. But like, he didn't want to like give her a heads up, like anywhere from the 2 months.
No, that's not fair.
That's
she
not
was in her
fair.
Feels with him.
Yeah, I know.
Aww.
So
the whole thing was a facade, basically.
Mm-hmm. But wait, so it was
kid fishing, they call it.
What?
It's called kid fishing when you hide a kid.
Oh,
is it?
I don't know. I just made that up. See if it sticks.
So is this a deal breaker? Like, is it over?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd say so because he's been lying. He hasn't been telling the truth for the past 2 months. What else is he lying about?
That's the key. It's not the kid that's the issue. Yeah. It's the lying about
it. What else is he hiding from me?
Huh.
Now, I went on several dates with a girl who claimed that the car seat in the back of her car was for her niece.
That's different.
Claimed, Loren, she claimed that, but I found out after like 5 dates, finally she came clean to me and said that she did have a kid.
But that is different. She bold-faced lied to you. This just didn't come up in conversation.
It is, and you're also dumb for believing that.
Yeah, you kind of deserve that.
Well, I was young. I didn't know. You're right.
My dog sits back there.
Yeah.
But, Loren, are you trying to say that...
No, it's still lying because you didn't say anything about it. But I don't know. I think if I wanted kids someday and I found out that way, like, that wouldn't be like... Hey, I've been dating two people this whole time. Like, that's a deal breaker for me. If you have a kid and you didn't tell me about the kid, like, yes, I would be upset, but I don't know that I would break off the relationship. Unless she's just not ready for kids and doesn't want kids, you know?
But if he bold lied to you about the kids, then you would break
off. Yeah, if there's a car seat in the back seat and he was like, oh, no, that's my niece's. I just used their car. You know, then I would be like, this is over.
By the way, we didn't break up, me and that girl. She was way hotter than I was, so I just accepted it. But here's the thing about our mutual friend. The guy is going to say, play the card, well, you didn't ask. Well, come on, dude. It's been 2 months. You need to tell me, which means, Loren, at some point in the relationship over 2 months, she called him or texted him and said, hey, let's do something. He had the child, mm-hmm. but didn't tell her. Right? I mean, does he see the kid?
No.
Wait, what do you mean? So the kid's with the mom?
Yeah, but like, I mean, he sees like once a month out of town.
Yeah.
It's just a weird situation.
Yeah, but okay, let's take it on the other side of that. You're in a relationship for 2 months. I would say if you have a kid's a big part of your life you're proud about,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you bring up the one thing you're really proud of in one of the 2 months?
Now, hold on. Let me play devil's advocate here for a second, because if anything, and I just had this conversation with somebody, but if anything were to ever happen between Dallas and I, and I had Cash half the time and Dallas had Cash half the time, I would be so protective of Cash meeting or knowing about anyone I was dating until I knew 110% that it was super serious, and at 2 months, that's not serious enough for me to introduce you to my son or really have that conversation.
Yeah, but you at least need to know the son exists.
Exactly. No, I agree with you there. But maybe he thought, well, maybe I don't know. Maybe he thought should push to meet the kid or something. I don't know.
Well, remember, our mutual friend also said at the wedding, if the kids aren't yours, they're like annoying. So maybe, I don't know. I haven't had that discussion with our mutual friend, but maybe she doesn't want kids. Maybe she's not interested in dating someone with kids.
And that's fine.
That is absolutely fine. That's why you need to be upfront with each other.
Yeah.
Because she feels like she's wasted 2 months of her life now because she was with a guy who isn't who she wanted to date.
Yeah.
All right. 704-570-9595. Did anyone else ever lie to you and hide the kids from you? And how long were you dating that person before you found out they had kids? Our mutual friend was 2 months.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. You can also send us a DM on Insta, a tweet at the MRL show. This is Holland in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, Holland, what do you think?
What I think is, if the situation is whereby he's waiting for the right time to tell her, I will not say he is lying, but if the situation is, hey, do you have a child? And he was like, no, I ain't got no kid. Then he's lying. So, you know, there is something in between.
So you're kind of like Loren. It's like he didn't lie about it. So it's... It's not that big of a deal.
It's like a gray area.
Yeah.
It is a gray area.
I know.
Yeah, that is a gray area. Yeah, you know, maybe he's just waiting for the right time to say, hey, you know what, babe? Hey, I got a child. And then, yeah. But if she had asked earlier, like, hey, do you have kids? And he was like, nope.
Yeah.
I am single. I ain't got no kid, nothing. Then he's lying. And they need to break it up.
Yeah, that's true, Holland. And I bring back another point. Thanks for the call, bud. I bring back another point, which is like, if he was with her or doing something for her, and our mutual friend said, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying something like, oh, I'm buying new school supplies for my child, or I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't that hiding it? That's hiding it, which isn't okay.
Right.
You know, lying is bad, but hiding it's bad, too.
Right.
Right?
Well, I don't know.
Lying is worse.
What do you mean you don't know?
I guess so.
But hiding it is
we're getting really deep. We're getting really deep into a gray area.
All right, how many people out there dated someone and then found out about kids? And how long into the relationship was it?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Sorry, we were talking to somebody off the air. It was amazing. An amazing story that I promise we will share with you. Okay, the conversation on the table before we get into Loren's dirty. The conversation on the table is, did you ever date someone that had kids and they kept the kids away from you for one reason or another? This happened to a mutual friend of the MRL show. She dated a guy for 2 months and then found out just this past weekend that he's got a kid. And she's not interested in dating someone with kids. And that's what a lot of people are texting us, saying, like, they feel bad for her because he should have been up front.
Right.
Because he kind of wasted her time. It's her right to not want to date someone with kids at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
All right, Madison and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what happened.
So I was dating a guy for 7 months, just about 8 months. And we were sitting in the house, and he was on the phone with his aunt. And I all of a sudden heard him say, well, yeah, she was born today. And then he got off the phone, and I was like, oh, who was born today? Thinking, you know, it's a family member or something. And he decided to tell me then, 8 months later, that he had a baby born that day. That he had never mentioned.
The actual day that you were there? Was it?
Sorry, what?
The day that you were at his house was the day his baby was born, or like, was it years earlier?
No, the day that I was at his house was the day the baby was born.
Why
was I only found out because he was telling his aunt about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's crazy. Thanks, Madison. He chose Madison over the birth of his baby. Although baby mama didn't want him there, Loren.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but maybe. Even still, maybe hang out outside the hospital or something.
Yeah.
This is Erica. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Now, you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. Are you listening with the Kiss 95.1 app?
So I'm actually traveling through the state of North Carolina on my way back home.
Very cool. Well, we're glad that you get to call in and be part of the MRO radio family. So tell us what happened when you dated a guy for 3 months.
So we dated for about 3 months, and it came out randomly that he had children. They were, I think, 15 and 17 at the time. So it wasn't that big of a deal to me because he had said they were grown. He's not really involved too much in their life. I'd asked about their mother, and he said, not really in the picture. 3 more months passed, so we're about 6-7 months into the relationship, and I find out that he's still married to baby mama and is still in a full relationship. Oof.
How'd you find out?
Living a double life.
Yeah, Loren wants to know how you found out, Erica.
I started to get that like gut feeling that a woman gets, so I started asking questions, and I was a little nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do a segment on the show called War of the Roses at 7:50. And that's one thing that I'll say is that when people come to us to help them bust their man or woman for cheating, if you have the gut feeling, then it's probably true. You know?
Well, yeah. Thanks, Erica. Thanks for listening to us on your way back to D.C., okay?
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. I always love getting someone who just checks in.
Yeah?
Okay, we have this phone call with Tommy that we took during that last song. We got to edit it a little bit, but wait till you hear how many kids he found out
she was hiding.
We just got a text message about 6 kids. It's more than that.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have that one for you coming up in 5. Loren, do us a dirty real quick.
Sure.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Kim Kardashian is learning that not everyone is on board with her prison reform. Now, she is on a mission to help people that she believes has been wrongly convicted.
Yeah, she was here not too long ago.
Yeah, she was. And she is now meeting with a inmate on death row. His name is Kevin Cooper. And she thinks that he was framed and that he's innocent in a murder case. Well, the victim's mother is speaking out against Kim and saying, like, listen, there's a mountain of evidence that shows that he's guilty. And this just brings up all these awful memories and feelings again. So just leave it alone.
It's interesting. I don't know where she does her research, where she gets her info from, but she's getting different info than this woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If there is... I can see where the mom is coming from, too, because if you've already... Like, this person's already been convicted. They've been through it.
Yeah.
They think one thing. Like, all of those feelings and memories and everything else will be dredged up. But if he is truly innocent, then that needs to come out, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
And a lot of times, the victim's family looks just to peg it on someone, so it gives them some closure.
Right, exactly.
And they think they have the right person and don't want to hear that it's not the right person.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's the case there, but...
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so Pete Davidson, he made his runway debut with Alexander Wang. He walked in the fashion show in New York City. A little awkward at first, was much more comfortable by the finale. And Game of Thrones stars are saying goodbye to the show, and they're thanking their fans, of course. Now, this is for Entertainment Weekly's cover issue, and we've got a little audio from the stars of the show.
The fans have, like, given me an identity that I didn't have.
There are far more fans of the show than we ever thought was possible.
It would be nothing if it weren't for all the rumours and theories and intense discussion going on and the Game of Thrones viewing parties.
But everything has to end.
Everything has to end.
Oh
yes,
my gosh.
We're all losers and have nothing better to do with our lives than be trapped in your lives.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. Call now, take the Wren down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Wren.
Oh, ring it.
Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Monica and Charlotte. Welcome to Can't Be the Rent.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Monica. Are you ready to play me?
I am. You need to get to stepping, girl.
Wow, you are all business. I'm going.
All right, and walking out of the studio, the door is open.
Yeah.
And it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Lorraine was very distracted during that song there. We were watching President Trump is at the Buckingham Palace right now.
Yeah.
So she was watching all that. But all right, Monica, here we go. Question number one. Fergie and Josh Duhamel have been separated since 2017, but have officially filed for divorce. What popular music group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
And it's officially Pride Month. And celebrities like Katy Perry kicked it off with her own tweet over the weekend. She's a judge on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
The Jonas Brothers are happy about their, quote, do-over and are glad to be back. True or false, all the brothers in the group are married?
Yeah. True.
Yes.
True. Yeah, I think so. True.
And it's officially a wrap for Game of Thrones. The stars of the TV show said their final goodbyes, and they'll be featured on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. What network did that show air on?
HBO.
Miley Cyrus put up a new EP over the weekend, and her fans are thinking her new song the most is about her husband. What is his name?
Liam Hemsworth.
Wow. All right, come on in, Loren.
It's going to be tough, Loren. Monica got them all correct,
woo-hoo!
Which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Get it, girl.
All right, Fergie and Josh Duhamel have been separated since 2017, but they officially filed for divorce. Hey, what popular music group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
And it's officially Pride Month, and celebrities like Katy Perry, she kicked off the weekend with her own tweet. She's a judge on which singing competition show?
Katy Perry is American Idol. No, yeah, American Idol.
The Jonas Brothers are happy about their, quote, do-over and are glad to be back. True or false, all the brothers are married?
True.
In the group?
Yes. Not the bonus shows.
Not the bonus shows. It's officially a wrap for Game of Thrones. Stars of that TV show said their final goodbyes, and they're going to be featured on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. What network does that show air on?
HBO.
Question five. Miley Cyrus put out a new EP over the weekend, and her fans are thinking that the song the most is about her husband. His name is?
Liam Hemsworth.
22 wins on the line, Loren. How confident are you?
I feel like that number two tripped me up a little bit, but I'm pretty confident.
You got them all correct. It's a tie.
Man.
Monica, great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was this your first time playing?
No, I think my third time playing.
Oh, see, you're a veteran. All right, but you know what I want to hear.
I play every morning with my husband. So.
So let me hear it. You know it.
I do. I'm Monica from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her 5-5.
Thanks for playing, Monica.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you, too. Thanks, Monica. Okay. All right. So we've been talking and kind of teasing, as they say. This guy, Tommy, called us during a song. We haven't aired it. The conversation was how long did you date someone before you found out that there were kids involved in the relationship? Okay, Tommy said not one, not two, not three, not even six kids came out of the woodworks when he was over at the house of this woman. Wait to hear how many kids popped out and how long they'd been together. We're going to have it for you in 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania One of the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1, who is
got
this?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Tommy in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show, Tommy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good morning, Tommy. We're good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on the way to work. I heard y'all on the radio talking about this girlfriend stuff and having some kids. That kind of brought back some flashback memories.
What happened to you?
Well, let me tell you about this here deal. Went to this lady's house. Everything was all good. Her name was Paula, by the way. And it was all good, and we were sitting there, and she asked me, I started out cutting her grass.
That's nice.
So I started cutting her grass, and she said, well, you know, why don't you come over for dinner sometime? And I was like, all right. Well, needless to say, you know, I've only cut her grass twice. Well, I ain't never seen no kids running around the yard or playing or nothing like that. So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a go. So I did. So I go over there, and I hear these little strange noises through the house and stuff like that. And I didn't think nothing of it. And I was like, you hear that? And she's like, nah, I didn't hear nothing. I was like, all right, well, what the hell's going on here? And I'm thinking the house is haunted.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
So I walk back out. My beer's on one side of the table, and it goes over to the other side of the table. And I said, well, we go sitting on the couch, and I hear some giggling and stuff and some noises in the back. I'm like, you got a dog in there? What's that? And she's like, no, I ain't got no dog. Well, the next time I went over there, I heard the same thing. Yeah. And then I heard some thuds and some thumps and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, this house is fucking runt, dude. You know what I mean? Like, this place, it's haunted.
You need a priest to bless it.
We're sitting down one day, and she breaks it out to me, and she says, I got some kids. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. So this explains all the, you know, weird stuff that's happening to me. And then she was like, y'all can come out. And then by the time one come out, three come out, then seven come out, nine come out,
nine,
11 of them walked out. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
What 11?
What have I been done? 11?
Was it a schoolhouse?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A brand new Unfriended. We have Emma and Carly, who they're coworkers, but when you go to the Facebook page, she realized, hey, we're no longer friends on Facebook. What's going on? So we're going to get to the bottom of that and see why are people unfriending each other.
Yeah, how many people that work here at the station, and not just on air, but in this building, are you friends with on social media?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so what happens is if you leave here, do you stay friends with those people, or do you do a cleansing and unfriend them? That's what we need to find out.
Yeah,
with the unfriended.
I think it depends on your profession.
Maybe, yeah. We have that coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that.
Today is such a fabulous day. It deserves a song.
Okay, what's today?
Today is. Let me find the right song. Today is. Now this day is normal for us.
Okay.
Because we get to do this every day, but today is national. Leave the office early day.
Yeah.
Get out. Every June 3rd is National Leave the Office Early Day. Get out. If you dreamed of leaving the office earlier, it's time to go enjoy the afternoon. If you're frustrated because of the winter months and the fact that it's dark when you go to work in the morning and it's dark when you go to work in the when you go home from work. If you live in America, just leave the office early today. That's what the day was created for.
I look at when businesses have summer hours and they let their employees leave.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Oh, man. When I worked with MTV back in the 90s, they had the summer hours, and it was a ghost town after lunch on a Friday. Everybody's going off to the Hamptons and Fire Island and stuff in New York.
Nice.
Yeah. Me, I'd go to Seaside. I didn't have that kind of money.
Just get up and leave the office early.
By the way, this article that we're reading about leaving the office early today, because it's National Leave the Office Early Day, they say Americans work about 49 hours a week. And when you add that up throughout the year, y'all, we work 350 more hours than the average European.
I believe that.
I do, too. Well, they get holiday and
nap time.
Yeah, well, now I'm stopping the Living in America song. Now I'm mad at America.
Now I want to live in Europe.
America sucks. I'm getting out of here.
Living in Italy. Not going to work. Sweden, Finland, too. Oh, man. You know what? We do leave early. Like, we get to leave at 12:30-ish, 1 o'clock, depending on our day. Sometimes 11:30.
We get here really early.
But we get here early. So we still do a 7-hour, almost 8-hour day.
Yeah.
We just start ours way early. So, anyway, enjoy today. It's National Leave the Office Early Day.
We do have that unfriended. So you don't want to go anywhere for that. It's us trying to bring friends back together who unfriend each other on social media.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Emma, you want to do an unfriended, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so what's going on? You said your friend Kaylee unfriended you. We always have to ask the question, though, what'd you do?
Well, I don't know what I did. We used to work together at a veterinary office, and I left the office, but I left on, like, good terms, and I thought we were friends on Facebook, but then, I don't know, I was just, like, bored and thinking, like, I wanted to check in on, like, the drama back at the office. You know, she was always, like, fake booking, like, stuff was, you know, sometimes you have to show up to work with a smile or whatever. I just, like, went to her page just to see if there was anything, like, fun on there.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know that there's some drama somewhere, and you go and you find it, and you know exactly who she's talking about, and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then, but this time when I went to go, there was, like, the option to request her as a friend.
Hmm.
Like, which means she unfriended me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We've done a bunch of these.
Yeah. So there's no politics. You're not posting, like, pyramid schemes that a lot of turns people off?
Okay. No. I work at a new vet office anyway, so no.
You're not obnoxious with your vacation pictures every 15 days?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, no different than when we were friends on Facebook.
When was the last time you actually spoke with Kaylee in person or over the phone?
I haven't. I mean, it was really, like, I haven't. That's not really how our friendship was. It was more like liking each other's stuff or leaving comments, you know, like mostly just Facebook.
Okay.
So maybe she just did a Facebook purge. What happens if she doesn't have a good answer?
Yeah, that counts, though. That shows you where you stand.
Yeah?
Like, it'll be even funnier if she's like, oh, I don't know, we're just not friends. Well, she doesn't even have her number. We had to actually call the vet's office to speak to Kaylee.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't even have Kaylee's cell phone number.
Okay.
So Kaylee's talking to Nicole right now, and right when we bring her on, just ask her why she unfriended you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to bring Kaylee in. Kaylee, can you hear us?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, Kaylee, thank you so much for joining the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show live.
I love you guys.
Well, you say that now.
Well, this isn't really us.
No, it's not our doing.
It's not War of the Roses. That's good news.
That's true, too, Loren.
Go ahead, Emma.
Kaylee, why did you unfriend me on Facebook?
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
We're trying to play mediators here and figure out why you unfriended Emma.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, it's, I don't know. Like, after she left, like everybody at work was just talking about how, like, it's, like, so peaceful now. And I started to notice it, too. And I was like, oh, everyone's right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, you're kind of a drama queen. And I feel like ever since you left, Kaylee, the two of us,
if someone's a drama queen, it would not be me. It would be you. I just, like, plus, Tori's the one who always started stuff, and you used to say that, too. Tori is, like, really the instigator.
No, like, Tori's been fine since you left, and even the doctor said that since you left, like, the office has been quiet, and everyone just does their work now.
Oh, Emma.
Wow.
That stings.
So, Kaylee, you and Tori and the other people have all unfriended Emma? Do you know, or was it just you?
I mean, I just did it, but, like, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone did it. Like,
really?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, everyone likes her. Like, it's not like a, like, they don't like you. Like, at the same time, we're just like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, no one cares about what anyone's doing now. You know, she's moved on. Like, we don't live near each other, and things are fine at the office.
So what I'm gathering from this is that there were no hard feelings, but you just don't necessarily care for each other.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, when am I ever going to see her again, you know?
All right, Emma. Yeah. Well,
wow.
Hey, now you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like kind of in shock. I didn't know that you had to defriend me or unfriend me. Like I was cluttering up your Facebook so much with my presence. I don't know. I mean,
you know what's fascinating?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The thing about this is that when we started this segment, I don't think anyone had this idea that it would actually end with people saying, well, I unfriended them because I'm not their friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we always thought there'd be some funny...
Like, and then at the end, they'd be like, I'll friend you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not the K.
It just got sad.
Like, there's going to be some refriending.
All right. Okay. But that's the danger of Facebook, everyone. All right, Kaylee, you go back to work, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
And if you want us to do an unfriended for you, just email us or send us a message, DM us on Instagram at the MRL show. We'd love to get you guys on the radio for that.
Text message from area code 704 who said, I was in Kaylee's spot before we had the office gossip. She left and now the office is awesome. The funny thing is, though, is that Emma was caught off guard by it. She started throwing another person under the bus. I'm not that one. I think she said Tori's the one that gossips.
Okay, so let's give away some 21 Pilots and Mean Green passes. We just got these today, and we want to hook you up. That is going to be coming your way in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. An exclusive experience with Kiss 95.1. Now it's JT.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, big congratulations to Kelsey in Salisbury. She got the 21 Pilots meet and greet. You get to go backstage and hang with them on June 12th at the Spectrum Center. We'll do it again tomorrow.
So on everyone's mind, coming up with this All That reboot, Manny, we've got some audio in there that we meant to play in the 7:30 Dirty, but Amanda Bynes is the name that everyone is asking if she is going to be back. Now, Keel Mitchell thinks that that is possible, and they've even reached out to her.
It's something that we want to do. We want everybody to experience it. You know what I mean? All of our cast members to come out and just have fun.
Yeah. I loved Amanda Bynes on the show.
Of course.
Have you guys reached out to her?
Yes. Yes. That's going to happen. I mean, I hope it happens. You know what I mean? I want everybody to come through.
Hey, he went from yes, that's going to happen to I hope that's going to happen.
I know.
To maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe not.
Yeah.
So June 15th, we'll be looking out for that. And, I mean, they're right down to the wire. I mean, it's June 3rd.
Yeah, if they don't have her
secured. You don't know who signed on at this point?
They probably do. They probably do.
All right. The governor's ball took place in New York over the weekend, and fans were not happy. At 8 a.m., they were supposed to have some storms roll through on Sunday. So they postponed the whole event until 6 p.m. Now, people didn't find out about that until they showed up, and they weren't allowed in. And to make matters worse, it didn't rain until later in the afternoon. So these people were out baking in the hot sun, weren't even offered water until 1 p.m.
What's the governor's ball?
It's like a big concert in New York. Yeah, they do it every year. But some of the acts canceled. Charlie XCX was one of them, and she bailed on the whole thing and ended up doing a pop-up show in Manhattan instead.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Sierra is going back to college, and she got into Harvard. But it turns out she has hit the ground running, and she already has one class under her belt. But apparently she's not the only celebrity who's going. Chip and Joanna Gaines from HGTV are also joining her as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think that's a bigger name than she is.
Than Sierra?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sierra was really hot for a minute.
I don't think Chip can 1-2-step either.
That's true.
Level up.
You got what Loren likes for us today?
I do.
As we start the week, what is it that we all need to get our hands on? What does Loren like?
No, I'm actually bringing this back because it's called Inkbox, and we've done it before, but they've got some new designs for the summer, and these are always fun to hit the beach with or your favorite concert with, but they are tattoos that last 1 to 2 weeks. They're waterproof, and they look completely authentic. So if maybe you just want to try out a tattoo, because for me, I could never get a tattoo because I change my mind so frequently. I'd want like an arrow now, then in 2 months, I'd be like, well, why didn't I get the, whatever. Yeah. So this is a great way to maybe try out something if you're thinking about getting a tattoo too.
Hey, Nicole, remember that tat that you drew on me on Fridays during Friday's show at about 7 a.m.? Okay, I didn't wipe that off until Saturday night because I didn't even realize I had it on still. I showered Friday night and it still didn't come off. I had to like scrub it hard.
What did she write on you with?
Just like a triangle thing on my tricep. And
but
she
like
goes,
with a Sharpie or
no,
a pen?
It's just a pen. And Amanda's like, what's on your arm? I was like, oh, damn her. She goes, I think this would look good on you. I'm not getting a tat on my tricep. If I get it anywhere, it's not going to be on my tricep. That would hurt.
All right. Well, that's your dirty.
All right. Thank you. Hey, up next, wait till you hear this. The average American spends over 2 miles a year. When you add it up, 2 miles a year doing this. We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the main hero on the Rim Morning Show.
So, Loren, how distracted are the American drivers?
Extremely distracted.
And by the way, we have a simple question for you, and we'll take your phone calls while Loren tells us about this article. It wasn't texting that you saw. Maybe it wasn't even working the phone. Let's take the phone out of it. What did you see a distracted driver doing in their car while you were driving?
Mm. Like painting their toenails while driving?
Eating.
I saw somebody eating cereal. Like, they were driving with their cereal, and they had it, like, in the bowl in their left hand, and they were eating with the spoon in their right hand in traffic.
Yeah. I'm not proud of this, but when I was cheering in Miami, I would have to change into my uniform while driving a stick and getting to my appearance.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Not one of my finer moments.
In traffic, obviously. Yeah. Stop and go. All right. 704-570-9595. What did you see a distracted driver doing while they were in their car? What did you witness? We need to take your calls now.
So, like you were saying, there is a lot of distractions that we focus on the road where we should be paying attention to what we're actually doing. But Americans are guilty of distracted driving for 3.3 miles each day.
Oh, that's each day?
Yeah, each day.
Oh, wow.
So, think about it. The average American spends 72 minutes in their car each day. Activities include using their phone, 6.5 minutes making handheld calls, 1.5 minutes doing other things, and 2.6 minutes taking a hands-free call.
Oh, I thought hands-free was safe.
You're still distracted.
You're still distracted.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Distracted doesn't mean like, you know, your hands aren't still where they need to be.
Yeah. I can just be distracted just in my own brain. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten home and, like, I don't even remember the drive.
Yeah.
Like, how did I get home? Did anything happen? I hope I didn't hit someone. Like, it's not like I was on the phone. I was just like, I forgot how I got
here. In your thoughts.
Yeah, I was in my thoughts.
Roy's like Leo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. He thinks he made it home fine, and then they replay it, and it was a disaster.
I hit 12 people.
704-570-9595. What's the strangest thing you saw someone doing in their car?
All right, let's talk with Tina. Tina, welcome to the Manny Roy the Rent Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tina Porter. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Missed you guys. I've been listening. I just hadn't called in lately. But anyway, the most common thing that I see on the road is putting on makeup, for sure.
Yeah.
I see people plucking their eyebrows.
Looking in the mirror, putting on mascara. Like, I don't know. I can't put on makeup. Looking in the mirror at home, let alone when I'm driving.
That's a good point. You need to have the right lighting, I thought, for the makeup, Lorraine.
Well.
That's right.
And the
you
right mirror.
Do.
All right.
Yeah, you do.
Good
sure.
to talk to you, Tina.
You too.
See ya. All right, this is Melody in Rock Hill.
Hi.
Hi, what's the crazy thing you saw?
Well, I am like her. I have changed clothes going down the interstate. Pants, shirt, socks, everything.
What were you doing that you needed to change in the car that you couldn't do at home?
Well, I just gotten off work and I was on my way to a date.
Oh. So you were getting ready for the date. Probably makeup, touching up your makeup, changing.
Yeah, all of that. And also I was, another time I was on my way to one of my kids' functions for their school or daycare or whatever. And I had forgotten to do the little project that the parents are supposed to do, or invitations. So I was going down the road cutting out pictures and gluing them to a poster board.
Wow.
You're using scissors and driving your car.
Yes, because that was safe. And they were not safety scissors.
Oh my gosh, Melody, you are all sorts of busy in the car, and none of it has to do with driving.
Oh, absolutely. Like, now I'm driving, so it's okay.
Your hand's free, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Melody.
Focus on the road.
She's that, like, new Tesla that drives itself or whatever.
Melody's like, I just bought a new hot tub for my car.
Yeah, I just have a new bed in my car. Like, I'm getting a van so I can sleep in the back while driving.
I got a real long stick. I can hit the gas pedal with it from here.
All right, let's talk with Carrie in Lancaster. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. What are you guilty of?
I am guilty of brushing my teeth driving down the road.
Well, how do you do that? Like, where's the water for you to rinse with and everything else?
Normally, I have my cup of coffee and a glass of water, so I just dip my spin brush in the water if I'm done using it, and rinse my mouth and spit back into my coffee cup when I'm done with it.
Now, do you keep the toothbrush in the car, or did you bring it with you from home?
I keep one in my car at all times.
Mm-hmm. You have a car
toothbrush.
I know
it's probably not a good idea, but it is a spin brush, so I just let it spin. And I have water, and then I just spit into my coffee cup when I'm done with it.
That's so funny.
It's probably not a great idea, but I am guilty of it.
I mean, I keep a toothbrush in our office, so I get
it. Do you put the toothpaste? How do you put the toothpaste on while driving?
Two hands, man.
You just let go of the steering wheel and just put the toothpaste on and then
drive
go
with
at
your
it.
Knee.
Drive with your knee.
That's what Dad did a lot.
I'm not saying that that's right. I'm just saying that's probably how you have to do it.
We got more phone calls, but we do have a couple lines open. We want to hear from you.
704-570-9595. That's the studio phone line to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Let us know. By the way, you guys are calling incriminating yourselves. We thought we would ask you guys, did you see someone else doing? All right, what's the strangest thing someone saw somebody do in their car while driving?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What did you see, the crazy thing you saw when somebody was driving?
And we're talking about this because we found an article that says Americans are distracted while driving 3.3 miles each day.
That is so crazy that we spend 3.3 miles a day
doing other things,
being distracted. Let's say hi to
London.
Hi.
Hi, London. So tell us what you saw.
Actually, I know some friends personally that have told me this. They paint their nails while they're driving.
Lorraine?
I've never done it.
You've never painted your nails while driving?
When somebody else is driving, yes.
But now you're driving.
Now while I'm driving.
How do they do that? That is definitely, obviously, a two-handed technique.
I've seen
it. I assume they just hold the bottle between their fingers on the wheel and use their free hand. I'm not sure how that works.
No, London, for somebody who's not sure how it works, you sure did have the formula.
Maybe they use the cup holder.
I don't know, but you still have to have, I mean, I guess you could put your left hand on the wheel.
I think I could do it.
Yeah.
I could put one hand on the wheel, right, on my microphone, have my other leg hiked up, and then dip with my right hand.
But
and
now
paint.
You're not looking. You're not looking at the out the window.
No, you're right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
I mean, that's involved painting your toenails, though. I mean, it's a lot easier, I think, just to do your nails. Mm-hmm. You think people paint their toenails while driving?
Well, how do you do your nails? Your nails would be even harder.
I think the nails would be easier. You put your left hand on the wheel, grab the right hand with the brush.
So. Okay.
Right. And then you vice versa.
Let's talk with Brittany. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show.
Brittany.
Hi.
You've been on hold for a while. We appreciate you calling into the MRL show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
We're great on a Monday. So what you got?
I'm guilty of the distracted driving myself, but it was for a very good reason.
Which was?
I live in Hickory, and my son was put in Levine Children's Hospital there in Charlotte. So I was commuting back and forth, and I was also breastfeeding, and it was bad. I was engorged very bad, and I am so guilty of pumping and driving.
Actually, I don't think that's that bad. I think I know a lot of people that do that.
Well, you know, it wasn't like I was super distracted, but I should have been doing driving.
I feel like you won Loren over with the Levine Children's Hospital reference, where Loren was like, I can't give anybody a hard time whose child was in Levine. I don't care what you did.
Yeah.
It was a very hard and trying time. It was.
I bet.
Yeah, we know all about that place. You know that.
He's good now, though, and perfect. Awesome.
That's why we do Secret Santa every single year, so that we can patch up kids and send them home with a breast pumping mom.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right. Thanks, Brittany. Thanks for the call. One more.
All right, Autumn in Lake Wylie, what did you see?
Actually, this is something that I'm guilty of doing myself, and it's only happened a couple of times, funny. Luckily. I have made a bottle while driving down the road, like measuring out the water, having to get the formula scoop, all that.
Oh, man, parenting so hard. You don't have enough. You have no time. You're having to make a bottle while driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the formula is only good for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So you need to bring all the ingredients so that when you mix it, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Did you spill any?
A couple times whenever I've tried doing it, it wasn't that easy. But, you know, as long as, like, if you absolutely have to do it, you know, you just sit the bottle on the dash, make sure you're not going on any turns or anything, and then have the formula in the passenger seat, you know, get your level scoop, and then try to, like, aim it in there perfectly. Of course, powder is going to get everywhere.
And meanwhile, you're driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Autumn. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Some text messages coming in. 980 said, when I was a kid, my mom used to drive with her knees while putting on makeup. It was a stick shift, and she would have us shift the gears for her. I don't know how we never wrecked.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. I think I would help as, like, a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, like going down a little dirt road or something.
Yeah, that's a little different, I guess, right? I saw someone read a newspaper while driving. Somebody texted in.
I've actually seen that before.
Those things are so massive, and I can barely even operate them.
Well, they fold them, you know.
Yeah.
Someone said they're currently doing their nails with emojis.
Oh, no.
And texting and listening to us and driving. Not good.
I saw two people doing the dirty. I don't think they mean Lorenz dirty. I think they mean the actual dirty.
Wow.
Holy cow.
While driving?
Yeah.
I'd wreck immediately.
I can't shift. I can't even turn the wheel. We're having a major issue here.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I love when we get first-time texters to the MRL Morning Show. And by the way, you could call or text 704-570-9595. It's our two-way communication with y'all. But someone said, I'm hoping I'm texting the correct number, but my husband saw a man driving and licking a lady's foot.
Ew.
Oh my gosh. That's disgusting.
We were talking about distracted drivers a little while ago, so I thought we would share that with you. But thank you for sending that.
Thanks for sharing that.
What, the foot?
Yeah. Trying to get that out of your head today.
I mean, there's some things that shouldn't be done in a car, and I think licking someone's foot is probably on top of the list. I
probably agree with that.
And the amount of people that were distracted while we were doing that segment was astonishing. Somebody said that they knit and crochet in the car during traffic. Holy cow. Okay. So on Friday, I had to go pay. Remember I told you I got pulled over in Union County for speeding?
Yeah.
So I had to go pay my fine. So I went to the courthouse over there in Monroe. And I went to pay my fine, and my debit card, my Bank of America debit card was declined. I'm like, oh, God, what did Amanda do? That's my first thought. It's like, I know what my spending is. What did Amanda do? Did she make a big purchase? So the woman, the clerk says,
by
no.
The way, I'm sure if we asked Amanda, she'd say the exact same thing.
Yeah. Would this idiot buy?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So the clerk says, no, this is common. Bank of America and Wells Fargo flag us because we use a third-party company to do the billing through debit cards.
The government uses a shady company?
Apparently Union County uses something that shows up as like CPT or something like that on your debit card. And because of that, it gets flagged. So I was like, all right, we'll try this card. I gave another card I didn't want to use. But so that worked. So now I have a fine sitting on some debit credit card that I don't like, you know, paying. But I go then after that, I'm starving. So I'm driving home from Monroe back to Waxhaw. And if I'm going to stop and eat fast food, I'll do McDonald's in the morning. I'll do Chick-fil-A in the afternoon. Like, I'm kind of picky where I go. But for some reason, I was craving like a McDonald's burger and fries.
Okay.
So I make the order, and the woman was very nice. And I go up there, and she swipes my card, and my card doesn't work. And so she goes, should I try it again? I go, no, but I'm definitely not putting $7 on this other credit card I have. So I took the card back. I go, I'm sorry. I can't buy this.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't afford to eat here.
Maybe you did not.
Lorraine, I swear I left. I was so mad. So I call Bank of America, and you get put on, you know, the call list.
Yeah.
And so finally the woman gets on and she goes, hi, you know, who am I speaking with? And I told her I was the card holder and she wanted to do some quick verification. So she's like, what was the first car you had in like 1992? Oh, and God. I'm like, what? Like,
I don't remember.
I was like, that's the security thing that I put in?
And at the time you'd be like, I'll always remember this.
So I was like, it was a red Mitsubishi Eclipse. She's like, right. Okay. I was like, good. I got that one. She goes, who's your best friend? And I'm
that
like,
changes.
Yeah. I'm like, now? She goes, I don't know. I think the question was, who is your best friend in high school?
Oh, okay.
So now I'm going through the list. I had to name three people.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, Ernie was my good friend. Nope. Jason. Nope. I'm like, crap. Who did I use? And she's laughing. She's like, it's another name, and it starts with a C, and it's a female.
Oh, it's a female.
Yeah, I put Christina, my high school sweetheart. Oh. Don't ask me why.
Oh.
You know that boat's flown away. Married with two kids. Anyway, so then we do the verification process, and this is where things get super embarrassing, because she has to verify the last, like, five purchases to make sure that my card hasn't been compromised.
I can't wait.
It's just like $6.50 at McDonald's. Yes.
Yeah. It got rejected.
Yeah, it got rejected. I go, and by the way, I don't want to pay for that. I drove away. She goes, you drove away? She gave Lorraine's response.
Yeah.
Who drives away from McDonald's? You can't just leave a quarter pounder sitting at the window. So this one's good. She goes, 99 cents at America's Vending. It's like 99 cents at America's Vending. What's that?
I know exactly. What
I know because I freaked out over that too.
I go, maybe that is a compromise. I go, I don't know. She goes, it sounds like it's a vending machine. Do you have one at work? I go, oh yeah, 99 cents. I got a Rice Krispie treat or whatever. And she goes, $1.10 at America's Vending Machine. And I'm like, what else did I get while I was there? I'm spending $2 at the vending machine at work?
Yeah, but not only that, that vending machine here, it charges you more if you use a card. It's like a 10% increase on what you would normally spend.
Yes, exactly.
So Sterling, at his work, he has a vending machine, and he's been working really late. Like, sometimes he doesn't get home till like 11 or midnight. And so, like, his dinners have been vending machines. And so we were going through his business, his financial transactions, and you would have thought he ordered the buffet of the vending machine. It was like $1.29, $1.29, $1.33, $1.75, 75 cents. I mean, it's like 20 things
all
from a vending
trip.
Machine. Yeah, I'm like, what happened? Did you buy one for everyone?
I know. And doesn't the vending machine burn out? Like, the arm starts getting tired after a while.
He cleared out the vending machine.
I guess maybe it all, like, posted on the same day.
Yeah. But
I was like, what happened that day?
Oh, my gosh. So then she goes, $58 at Lowe's. I was like, oh, yeah, the damn grass seed. I got to do that this weekend. And she goes, $10 of gas? I go, yep.
Who gets $10 for gas?
That's what she was thinking.
Oh, my God.
But I was in South Carolina, and I just wanted to top it off because it's 30 cents cheaper a gallon.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I topped it off from a quarter to full. It was $10.
Funny.
And then she's like, and there's a charge here for $30 for Union County Schools. Remember that morning I'd put money into Dean's meal plan account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that. I thought she was saying that there is, when she says Union County, I'm thinking I just came from the courthouse. Court, yeah. So I said, why are they charging me $30? It was the worst conversation I've ever had in my life. And no doubt so embarrassing to go through because she was judging me, y'all.
Yeah.
Of course she was. She's like, this guy doesn't know his finances at all. You know?
And who walks away from a $6 McDonald's meal?
Truly.
You know that she went on her break and talked about it.
Of course. I'm a little upset that it was still in your account. I hope you didn't get charged for that.
Should I check? I told her I didn't want to.
So.
And
if
I told
it didn't
her,
go through, it'll fall off.
Well, I told her not to pay the county either because I had already paid that on another card. I want to give, you know, I love my Union County. I already give them enough in taxes. I'm not trying to give them an extra six.
Well, I think that you speak to Union County so you get tickets to help them out financially.
By the way,
a little extra money.
Shout out to the girls at the Union County courthouse who are fans of the MRL show.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you what, the Union County Sheriff's not dumb. He was over there with his canine dog. He had like 10 girls around him petting the dog when I walked in. So I said, hey, I'm here to pay my fine. I'm Maney, Steve Maney. I'm like, oh, the radio guy. Yes.
Yeah.
She called me a radio announcer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I felt more official.
We don't really announce.
Nope.
No.
In fact, if you had talked to my boss, I barely talk. I don't even announce it. And my word slur, you probably think I'm drunk half on last morning.
Well, either way, thank you so much for choosing the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show on 95.1. We really do appreciate it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.